So it's day three at South by Southwest 2012, and finally the rain has stopped and the sun's come out, who knows for how long. And I am with...
Richard Ayres from Manchester City Football Club.
So Richard, you're here today, you're here at South by Southwest. Just tell us a little bit about why you're here. You were doing a speech yesterday.
I was, indeed. I mainly come for brain food and for meeting up with people. But yeah, this year, I very, very late in the day, I wanted to talk about this stuff I've been banging on about I'm calling it datatainment, which is a cringeworthy, horrible word. But general gist is taking the data that you get from sport, and instead of just pumping out stats and percentages and, you know, stuff that only nerdy, geeky statos like, actually turning it into something that's entertaining and enjoyable and fun to play with. So the speech was all about, you know, sport, and to a degree, tribalism. You know, how do you get to new audiences? How can you use media? And a feeling that I have that broadcast media is really bad for doing that, because it can only address one audience in a very limited time window that you've got to make the program. But that digital, we can do so much more.
So, yeah, I suppose we should have said that you work with Manchester City, huge, massive football club, obviously, and you're responsible for their digital strategy. And one of the things you mentioned yesterday was an initiative. Well, you can tell us about it.
Absolutely. Well, I was delighted because I met up with the guys from Foursquare here last year, and it turns out they're big football fans. And also strategically from them, for their point of view, Foursquare is, you know, it needs to expand into new markets and do interesting things. And so I was happy to announce that we've done a partnership deal with Foursquare, and we're the first Premiership club to do that, which is, it's nice to be the first. And over the last year, City, we've done a lot of firsts. We were the first club to do a YouTube deal. We've been the first club to use any augmented reality. We were the first club to do stuff with QR codes. We give all of our content away for free, because fundamentally for us, it's all about access, giving access to the fans, giving stuff back to the fans who love the club so much. And in that way, Foursquare gives us the ability to be able to reward them. It's basically a membership rewards scheme.
And how do you think, because obviously in the UK, Foursquare is still, it's still nowhere near the mainstream. I mean, this is an experiment, I guess. And how do you plan to kind of go about really pushing it?
Well, one of the biggest problems you've got is that, I mean, you're right, Foursquare is, when it works, when it has critical mass, like here at South by Southwest or in New York, it's amazing, you know, and it has a really great connectivity to friends, to offers, to, I mean, yesterday here, I think I got three or four different deals at different bars, pubs, restaurants, you know, free pint here or whatever, and that's kind of what you want all the time. Now, the problem for most sports venues is that the stadiums act like a massive Faraday cage. So you can't get a signal. You put 40,000 people in the same area, you can't get a signal. And even if you could, you know, it wouldn't be very good because of all the concrete and metal around it. So what we're planning to do is to Wi-Fi up our stadium and the areas around it. But also, it just encourages people, not just in the stadium, but globally. Mm. So, for example, there's a pub in New York called the Mad Hatter, where, you know, for starters, there's lots of Foursquare penetration. And the Mad Hatter is the pub that all the City fans in the city go to, you know, and they go and they watch the City games and they have a whale of a time. And this gives us a mechanism to be able to reward them with, you know, maybe it's money off merchandise. Mm-hmm. You know, they check in, they get the City badge, they get, I don't know, 30% off a shirt.
Giving somebody something free or money off is the best way of basically getting people to use it. Because I wonder with Foursquare... you know, it's still really, it's only Facebook, isn't it, that's considered to be, like in the UK, in terms of the mainstream, things like Foursquare, oh, it's a bit techie, it's a bit, but I guess if you say, but you can get this for free, people will go for it.
Yeah, it's funny, the interface for Foursquare is good, you know, it's good, it's pure, it's clean, it's quite easy to use, but it's just still in the early adopter phase in the UK. The sort of the geek community in East London, and I sort of hang out there sometimes. There's plenty of people there who use it, but even there, it doesn't really. That's a small community. It doesn't have critical mass. So you have to start introducing it to the mainstream. And you're right. There's a bit of a test for us. But when we don't, I mean, it would be unwise to go and do a deal with just anybody over just anything because it's a test. Mm. We pick and choose our opportunities, and it feels to me like location related. Member rewards and audience engagement, you know, and giving something back to the fans is a great opportunity. It's a great place to be.
You just mentioned before about how you've done a lot of firsts with Man City and about giving content away, which is interesting because I mean, typically, that the model for kind of, you know, big sports organisations is to keep hold of content because that's how they make their money. So how does all that work with Man City then?
Well, 3 years ago, we working very closely with Poke, the London design agency, we came up with the strategy of identifying that really if you've got a brand that nobody knows about, because City hadn't won anything for, well, at that stage, 32 years. And the only people who really knew or cared about City were people who were already fans. So you needed, in order to be able to give those people value back, charging them an extra fiver a month to get interviews with players was just sort of cruel, really. Mm. And so the strategy was really straightforward. It was, we need to expand, we need to grow, but we also need to reward the people who love us, so let's just make this stuff and give it away for free.
Okay.
So we've been doing that for years and leading the way in football of doing that. So we're seeing Arsenal are beginning to do more of that, Chelsea are beginning to do more of that, but lots of football clubs and in fact sports clubs in general they take a view that, you know, they need to squeeze every penny out of everything they can. And I do a bunch of work with the ECB, the English Cricket Board, and indeed with the RFU, the rugby union as well. And these guys are, you know, they can see that there's an opportunity to develop better audience relationships and that will pay off in the long run in other ways. And in the meantime, it can engage fans more. And that's really what you want. If you're a sports club, you just want people to love your game and watch it more and want it more.
And in some respects, from a social media point of view, you know, sport is one of the sectors which is perfect, isn't it? Because if you want, you know, you've already got their highly engaged, passionate people talking about a subject that they love. So I guess it's just about trying to kind of harness that a bit. I mean, what other, I suppose, in terms of the future and stuff, is there, I mean, what other sort of trends do you see on the horizon in terms of whether it be sports specific or digital generally, social media related?
Sure. Well, actually, going back a step, I would thoroughly agree with the point about the passion. In sort of dot-com days, people would have called them passion centres in a slightly annoying way. But I spent my life in media, mostly trying to encourage people to engage with something, a creative property that you've got. I mean, sport, you don't have that problem because they're, you know, they're so often, they're massively engaged with the sport. They love the game of whatever it is. And then it's a question of just getting to the right audience and addressing them in the right way. And so, I mean, but examples, to answer your question, examples of things I think are really important. I think you're going to see more and more sports clubs using various different types of digital media, particularly social media, to engage fans, to be open, to be accessible. The RFU, for example, the England rugby team, they're really taking the social media stuff seriously, you know, and that's going to start rewarding the fans and building the base. I think data, you know, there's been a lot of talk at this conference about, it's not just data anymore, it's big, fast, sexy data, you know, but basically there's...
Yeah, there was a panel yesterday called something like... why data is better than sex, which is just maybe taking it a bit far.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It depends how geeky you are, you know. And it depends what your sex is like. Anyway.
True.
We're doing lots with the data and entertainment stuff, and I can see more and more clubs doing that. And when we say data, you know, it sounds kind of nerdy and a bit sort of sterile, but really we're talking about its content, pieces of information, and how you package them together in interesting ways.
Okay. And I suppose just finally, how are you finding South by Southwest this year? Are you having... when did you get in? Did you come in yesterday or...?
No, I came in on Thursday night. Oh. The downside of the festival so far has been the shuttle buses, which most people have had problems with, and, you know, having to wait a long time is a pain in the arse. But from my point of view, it's been raining for the last 3 days, so I feel fine because I'm ginger, so therefore I don't really want the sunshine anyway. The sun's just come out. I'm going to have to get the sun cream going. But no, it's great. There's a surprisingly big crew here from the UK, which is nice. But lots of new people to meet, lots of interesting people. My only thing is I'm spending too much time meeting people and not enough time getting in the sessions and learning something new.
Oh, there's lots of time. Thank you very much.